Well, seniors, hi. I'm going to speak to you today, and all these other folks get to listen. Now, if I gave you a test and asked what you really learned growing up in this congregation, it would be interesting to know what it was. Don't worry, there won't be a test. There's always the things that come to the top of the list, of course. If you were in COA, you learned different faith traditions. Did all of you go through COA? You all went through COA? Good. You probably learned some about Unitarian Universalism. And perhaps you learned that you could be dragged to classes on Sunday morning and actually like it. No, you didn't learn that yet. Okay. There are probably many things that you also learned otherwise, like upon your arrival at the fellowship, you would be greeted by Allison and get a great big bear hug, and that Unitarian Universalists like coffee and carbohydrates before, during, and after services. Of course, out of all the things that we tried to teach you in the classes and the words and the actions, things that a congregation will try to impart onto its youth, they really aren't any different than the things that we work on as adults. How do we respect people's inherent worth and dignity with all the struggles and differences that you, being human, can bring? How do we support justice, equity, equality, and compassion when the world is such a challenging place and so often unfair and unkind when it comes to these things? How can we learn to be accepting, and even more than that, how do we be open to and embrace the spiritual search for meaning when it is so clear that there is no one right way? An understanding that has led to so many different religious paths to take in this world, and unfortunately even more clashes about those different paths. How do we make and take time for our own search for meaning in a world that offers distraction after distraction? And how do we take time to reflect on our own actions and on our own lives and how we relate to our place in this world? How do we participate and stay active in this messy democracy with everybody's individual preferences often competing for what may be the good of the whole, however difficult that is to figure out? And how do we in our lives and live our lives in such a way that where our own needs and our own lives act to promote in some way, large or small, a world with peace, liberty, and justice prevailing over war, slavery, and injustice? And finally, and I'm hoping you recognize this is a riff on the seven principles. And finally, how can we understand that we live in a world where what happens to one happens to all, and there's a delicate balance in our ecosystem for which we must be mindful? These are sort of the big questions of Unitarian Universalism, because they are essentially our basic principles, and we have decided they have significant meanings in the life of this congregation. Through all the classes, coming of age, OWL, camps, worship services, somewhere the reinforcement of these concepts hopefully have been present. So now the bridging service is a metaphor and a ritual about us letting go and you moving on to where it is your turn to practice these things on your own. They probably won't all come at once, but the hope is that as you further develop into adults, there will be choices and decisions that you will make where we hope that you have enough of a foundation in Unitarian Universalism that you will weigh some of these concepts and learnings before you decide. And although parents may not always want to admit it, it is our job to do the best we can, and at some point your lives will be your own. Beside these concepts, I often feel that some of the bigger choices we make come from one of two places, from a place of fear or a place of hope. And either choice requires us to be brave, sometimes endless amounts of bravery. Author Veronica Roth talks about what it means to be brave, and she says there are so many ways to be brave in this world. Sometimes bravery involves laying down your life for something bigger than yourself, or for someone else. Sometimes it involves giving up everything you've ever known or everyone you've ever loved for the sake of something greater. But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's nothing more than gritting your teeth through pain and the work of the everyday and the slow walk toward a better life. Frequently, when we think of what it means to be brave, we think of grand gestures, the noble stands, the moments of action based on deep conviction. Yes, and there are also the little moments laced with despair or pain where you take that extra breath and rise to face a difficult day, where you close your eyes and visualize the good that will come once you get to the other side. These two are moments of incredible bravery. We do need to be careful, though, because fear can be a great motivator. We make many decisions in life based on fear. We can make decisions based on the fear of failure or the fear of being alone. We can make decisions based on the fear that things will never work out the way we want them to. Because of that fear can be easily overwhelming. And there's no doubt that the world can test your bravery sometimes and break your heart. As you bridge from the childhood into adulthood, the world can be a very difficult place. I will not lie about that to you. Each and every one of us have been through it. I look out at the past, the comfort of this beach. I look out past the comfort of this beach community, and I see racism popping up in new ways. I see wars that never seem to end. I see degradation of our climate systems and anger in our political systems. Yes, those things are happening, but you know what else is happening? And listen to this. You know what else is happening? Equal marriage is now legal in 37 states. 37 states. And just passed the first country-wide referendum in history. A black man was elected president of the United States twice, and the leading contender for the presidency this year is a woman. People all over the world are beginning to understand the ramifications of the global climate crisis, and efforts to address it are gaining steam. And I posted on my Facebook page this morning that on Thursday, the Pope will come out with theological and moral grounds at the intersection between the climate crisis, capitalism, and poverty. That is some hope right there. And in fact, I want to give you some good news headline stories. Where's Tiffany Fox? The poster of our good news headline stories. It's getting less likely every day that these were in the news this week. Less likely every day that Ebola will spread to other countries, so you don't have to worry about that. According to a report from the World Health Organization, the risk of the virus spreading internationally has greatly been reduced. We're another step closer to a new drug that could help stop heart attacks. And by the order of the brass at the Pentagon, gay and lesbian U.S. troops will now be protected from full employment discrimination. Yeah. Let's clap for that. We are at an amazing time in the evolution of this world. If you listen to the media or let the loudest news stories be the main thing that influences your thoughts, this world can seem like a difficult and harsh place. But there's so many other sources of hope and inspiration, and you just need to look a little deeper sometimes. For instance, you Bridgers give me hope. You give me hope and inspiration that you will be a part of the world that has the possibility to see people for much more than we currently have seen them for, like the stereotypes that we have so often come to in our world. You bring me hope because your world could be a world where we don't respond to conflict with violence, whether it's between two people or two nations. You Bridgers are a generation that has grown up not knowing some of the same prejudice that previous generations have known. Studies show that you feel differently than many older generations felt about things like marriage equality, race relations, and what actually constitutes community. Many here grew up not thinking community was too much further than the kids on the block or their neighborhood borders. There was no Facebook when we grew up. There was no internet, and there was no texting. I know you can't believe that, no texting. Much like television has changed the world for some of us here today, I know this is hard to believe, but I had a black and white television, and it only had 5 channels. And some of the older folks are going, black and white? I just had radio. But much like television changed the world for some of us here today, the internet has changed the world for you guys, like Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and Pinterest and whatever else you use now. I've lost track. Allison kind of keeps track. I can't keep track. What? What's the latest one? Instagram. Snapchat. So although we humans seem to face similar issues from generation to generation, we also seem to evolve from generation to generation. And you are a generation facing significant challenges, but are poised to create new and interesting solutions. You're a generation that's now grown up with a different perspective on community. You communicate differently than any of us do here. You use current day technology seeming as it's an appendage to your body. And just generations before you faced significant challenges and had new technology, just like we did then, you have an opportunity to work together to provide innovative solutions that may help further transform the world, because what I most hope we've done here in your time is connect your head with your heart, to use your reason, but not to ever forget that the reason needs to be infused with a significant infusion of soul. It's now up to you, and you will go through your lives. You will have many choices to make as you leave here today. You'll graduate high school and begin the next phase of your journey. I hope that we have at least offered you some support in finding your own voice. Now, just one more thing I'd like to tell you before we leave together. I hope that you go forth experiencing the world for at least a while, not being weighed down with the heavy responsibility that I'm talking about. However, when you're ready, I hope you will continue to care about this faith. We're not always perfect here, but it's pretty much a given because we're human. But we've done what we could to provide you the bridge, fill you with hope, and support you in your bravery. And maybe this bridge can be a two-way street, for if you are not the future of Unitarian Universalism, hopefully you can at least be its present. If you go away, I hope you will look for and find a loving community to help you center yourself and call you to your best selves. If you stay here, I hope you'll think about coming back and expanding the minds of the people who already exist here and help provide programming and opportunities that are meaningful to you. So from this day forward, you will make decisions, you will take actions, and many of you will take other bridges that you will have to cross. You will also struggle, you will make mistakes, you will have your failures, and that's okay because you will have your successes and you will learn. And you will continue to build your ever-evolving wholeness. Please remember, through all of this struggle and learning and evolution and small and large acts of bravery, even when our connection is distant and fragile, please remember that you will always be loved. You have fed our hearts. You have raised our spirits. You have taught us lessons. You will always be part of this loving community. And whether far or near, you will never stop. We will never stop calling each other to be our best selves. We will never stop trying to spread the transforming power of love. And even in our hardest hours and in our darkest nights, in moments of doubt, we will support each other, whether giving up everything we have ever known for the sake of something greater, or bravely gritting our teeth through pain and the struggle of every day with a slow walk towards working for a better world. Our love and our blessings go with you. Amen, and may that be so.